In the name of Mufti Inayat Landani, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long and healthy life, one of the senior khulafa of Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Let's make a short dua inshallah and then we will read salah. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali nabiyyina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, on this day we are asking you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've committed so many sins that we've lost count of the sins we've committed. Ya Allah, on this day we promise you that we are going to stop these sins we are committing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sins we've been committing for years, Ya Allah, we promise you that we will stop it here and now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for your mercy, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on our wives and children, Ya Allah, on our spouses, Ya Allah. Have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah, and our offspring to come, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all the difficulties that are going on, Ya Allah, today. All the people who are trying to harm us, Ya Allah, you save us from that harm, Ya Allah. The Ummah, Ya Allah, solidify it, Ya Allah. Unite the ulama of this ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the awam of this ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the various peoples of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you create unity in the hearts, Ya Allah. Soften the hearts for goodness, Ya Allah. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya Allah, we ask you to make our hearts steadfast on deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who can be true ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the acceptance to respect the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who can respect and honor the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who are an asset to our family members and to our families and to our societies and communities and to the ummah at large, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us to serve this deen in one way or another. Ya Allah, our offspring, Ya Allah, use them to serve this deen in one way or another. Ya Allah, the generations to come, safeguard them, keep them on deen and use them to serve this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard the ulama of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the haramain, Ya Allah, safeguard it from the hands of the evil plotters and evil doers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make hajj easy for everyone who intends to fulfill hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have fulfilled hajj, accept it from them, Ya Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, grant them happiness in their marriages, Ya Allah. Those who do not have offspring from amongst them, Ya Allah, grant them pious offspring. Those who do have offspring, make their offspring the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are not married, grant them spouses who will be the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ill, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, kamil ajil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are looking after those who are sick and ill, Ya Allah, grant them the reward that you will grant them, Ya Allah, for looking after those who are sick and ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the sabr to look after those who are sick and ill, Ya Allah. Help us fulfill our rights towards our parents, Ya Allah. Help us fulfill our rights towards our children, Ya Allah. Help us fulfill our rights to one and all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, have mercy on them. Make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Do not make them pits from amongst the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. The day we pass away, take us away with a smile, Ya Allah. Make sakarat easy for us, Ya Allah. Take us away in such a way that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Make us better people every day in such a way that the day you take us away, we will be the best, Ya Allah. We will be the closest to you than we ever were, Ya Allah. Take us away with kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah on our tongues the day you take us away, Ya Allah. Let those be the last words, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannah without hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Grant us the intercession and shafaat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us drink from the Hawdul Kawthar, Ya Allah, that you have described, Ya Allah, for us. Ya Allah, we ask you on that day to have mercy on us. And Ya Allah, whilst we are in our graves, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the angels come to ask us questions, Ya Allah, you help us answer those questions, Ya Allah. If you assist us, Ya Allah, we don't need anyone else, Ya Allah. If you are happy on us on that day with us, you are happy, Ya Allah, we don't need anyone else to be happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day we are in our graves and the darkness of the grave may overtake us, Ya Allah, you save us from that darkness by enlightening our graves with the noor of Iman, Ya Allah. And with the noor that you will use to enlighten those graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our graves as well gardens from amongst the gardens of paradise, and save our graves from having scorpions in them and having snakes in them, Ya Allah. And save our graves, Ya Allah, from becoming narrow for us, Ya Allah, the narrowness that you have described, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day that we will die, Ya Allah, we will not be able to move our fingers, Ya Allah, on that day have mercy on us, Ya Allah. When they wash our bodies, we will not be able to utter whether the water is cold or hot, Ya Allah, have mercy on us on that day, Ya Allah. When they enshroud us with the coffin and take us to the qabrastan, Ya Allah, have mercy on us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when Salatul Janaza is read on us and they lift us and put us into our graves and cover us with that soil, Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we require mercy now and then, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on all of us, Ya Allah. We ask you to safeguard the women of this ummah, Ya Allah. We ask you to safeguard